is going on? What is going on? How are you?
I'm cool right now.
You're cool right now.
Mm. Yeah.
Well,
a salad full of beets, purple onions.
A salad full of beets.
Mm. And blue cheese and no meat and some candied motherfucking walnuts.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I see you. Well, you know me. It is Cinco de Mayo, and you hear the clankety, 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 because, you know.
I didn't just in my wine yet.
Why? I had to start. I want to start the show with this, because there's definitely something in this fucking liquor. Ooh, lordy, lordy.
What's up, y'all?
What's going on?
There's something in this liquor.
Shane better pour up.
The air is getting thicker. I can't help but stare at you. Oh yeah, girl, what did you do?
I'm gonna be so drunk this episode. Oh my god.
What did you slip up in my cup, girl?
What did you slip into it?
'Cause I want you.
Mm.
Oh yeah, I had a little bit too much, girl.
I am gonna be good at drunk, yes sir.
So come over here. There's something in this liquor.
Yes it is. Mm.
Yeah, it is getting thicker.
Ow. Yes, it is, ladies and gentlemen. There's something in my glass. There should be something in my hand. Hopefully, a nice round ass. I'm a rapper part-time, by the way. I don't have a SoundCloud or anything like that. I guess before we start, let me just say this. I have not had an actual glass of tequila in over 7 years. I understand why people should never drink tequila. There's nothing good that comes out of this shit. The only positive right now is my wife is not home. So I can actually go get drunk and then go to sleep. Because whiskey dick is one thing, but tequila dick is some shit that I already have a daughter. I don't want to have two right now. So if you are having a happy Cinco de Mayo, ladies and gentlemen, hopefully you're drinking like vodka or something that is not tequila. I have right now in my cup some Diet Coke, because I'm trying to be, you know, cautious with just cutting alcohol. And 1800. What the fuck do they put in this shit? I'm on my first glass of 1800 tequila with just a splash of Diet Coke. And I'm even put some lime juice because I wanted to be, you know, a white woman of color, right? This shit. Oh, my Christ. Let me just say, I'm going to be drunk texting my wife tonight. I'm gonna be like, this dick is yours, ma'am. This dick is yours.
Whew, she gonna be Lordy, like, Lordy. I married you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But that's not what they're here for. Shan, what are they here for? What are they listening to, and why are they here?
Y'all are here for Loudmouth Stereo with Greg and Shan. Motherfucking hump day. Loudmouth Stereo pod, to be exact. Yes, because we have a goddamn podcast platform for y'all in these shows. This is our Wednesday show. We're here every Wednesday and Saturday. And if we're not, we'll let y'all know. Today's show is a little, you know, early. We usually come around, you know, that 9:30 spot. Today we at 9 o'clock because I got to do a show after. You know what I'm saying? And
Greg, she got shit to do.
Hi.
Yeah, I will be, ladies and gentlemen, I will be DJing on Clubhouse starting at, I want to say like 10:10. I want to do it at like a really unique time. So at 10:10, I will post the link on Twitter. If you are on Twitter and you just by chance are not following me on Clubhouse, Shan will probably be in there after the show and stuff like that. It will be called Trap and Tequila, because I will not only be playing trap music, I will be drinking my tequila, and it will be a little different. It's not just rap music and trap music. I'm going to blend some things. It's going to be different for at least our folks, Shan, because they're like, wait a minute, that, like, you said trap. Like, I'm expecting Jeezy and Wayne. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. when I start throwing the fucking Daddy Yankee and the Don Omar, it's like, they're gonna hate me. Oh yeah, okay. Yeah. It is the tequila. It is the fucking tequila. Shan has a lot of rants this week. I do too. But we only have an hour, ladies and gentlemen, so we have to make it very brief for you guys. Very brief. So, Shan, if you don't mind me starting first, because my rant, this first one is probably going to be the longest one. This one, it actually hurts because the tweet is really weird. The tweet says, "Who noticed that men are no longer persuasive? Once they ask you out and you say no, case closed." Now, I'll reread this tweet. It says, "Who noticed that men are no longer persuasive? Once they ask you out and you say no, case closed." Mm-hmm. The reason why, in my personal opinion, in my personal drinking opinion, the reason why men no longer are persuasive or pursue, like after the fact that you said no, is because, one, rejection, and two, wasn't that what y'all wanted, like, 18 months ago, yep. 4 months ago? Like, you didn't, when, I thought no meant no. I thought that was law, right? I thought that was something that women said that they wanted. We just don't want to deal with the after effects of chasing you. There's a lot of women right here that, you know, will pretty much tell you that, like, gender-based violence is a fucking thing. So why would I, like, after you say no, that's it. That's absolutely it. I'm starting to learn that Twitter is kind of like a cesspool, and the shit that was cool to say like 2 months ago is no longer cool, because y'all were definitely saying like, yo, guys, like, stop catcalling, stop saying, you know, when we say no, no means no. And if we don't want to talk to you, we don't want to talk to you. Fuck you guys. Right. That's pretty much what I got from it. So now you're saying that it's a problem when y'all say no and we just are no longer interested. It's not like we're saying, you know, hey, fuck you, you know, blank or something like that. We're just going about our way. Someone wants us. Somebody wants this. So, and ladies and gentlemen, I have been drinking, so trust me, it's not going to be a rant tonight. But this one, it kind of fucked me up, because it's like, yo, like, you said no. No should be the end of it, right? According to your rules. Stop moving the fucking goalposts, ladies and gentlemen. Well, ladies in this, you know, in this case. But that's my first rant. Shan, what's yours?
Yeah, I would have to agree. I appreciate men who take a woman's no for a no and they stop trying, because just like women, I feel like men have a right to be exhausted. So if you tell him no and you really just want him to keep trying, then girl, you better find another word. You know what I'm saying? You better find something else to say. My first rant is Stereo. I'm pushing this fan only shit where you have like a private show. But there's no fucking point in having a private show that the creators cannot use. Okay? So I just feel like Greg and I did a show, wasted a show, and wasted a night trying to do a show that's really not all the way put together because of this fans only shit. I don't see the benefits of it. It still doesn't make any sense. Greg still hasn't gotten any answers as to how can we get half of that audio that we did? And
3 weeks later.
I just feel like it's a wasted time. So I don't know. Yeah. Fix or take it the hell off and try something else, because that's not working.
Yeah. I'm going to tell them this. And, you know, of course, what you just said, Twitter Spaces is eating y'all lunch. Clubhouse, too. And, you know, if people figure out how to actually record their content, y'all are fucked. Like, Stereo, you've already taken away the leaderboard. Half the people who are on here, they don't talk about shit. Mind you, we're doing an hour rant, and it's probably more entertaining than half the shit that if you ever open up the app, you're like, oh, that, ew, what the fuck? What? Y'all are in here meditating for an hour. Like, either way, I'm not going to be petty tonight because I have a drink, whatever. But Stereo, y'all don't have long. All people wanted you to do was open it up so more than two people could talk. It wasn't that hard. I mentioned this shit in October, again in December, again in January, February, March, and then in April. We're in May, and they have done absolutely fucking nothing to better their platform. So without saying fuck you, Stereo, because, you know, I am a content creator for them and I don't want to be completely disrespectful. Like, yo, like, listen to the people on this app, the people who are left. Because I'm telling you, a lot of people have gone. I thought, like Clubhouse, a lot of people disappeared when they were like, you know what? Oh, Clubhouse is kind of dry and we're tired of talking about men versus women beefs and shit like that. Stereo. There are people on here that have 4,000 or 5,000 followers and they only get like 6 listens now. 6.
X.
Right. We have a couple thousand followers or whatever, and that's fine. We appreciate them. But the thing is, where they be at though?
Yeah.
Where they be at? And, you know, trust me, I love the 4 people in here, the 5 people that are in here. Shit, if you and I are talking, and we did it for that premium show by ourselves. The show was so fucking good, we decided to open up the floodgates so all the people can talk. Next thing you know, boom, 4-hour show.
Right. Out the blue.
But yeah. So, you know, not to, like, you know, piggyback too much on yours, all I'm going to say is, Stereo, get your shit together because, yeah.
What's your next one?
Oh, okay. So, Shane, I'm gonna let you take mine. All I'm gonna do is I'm gonna read the like article headline, and I just want your personal opinion on this article because it's a rant that I don't want to make a rant. I'd rather you do it because you're the sexpert of our group. There was an article that I read from bodyandsoul.com that says that they took 500 couples and asked them to time themselves to see how long sex lasts, and the average like course of sex was 33 seconds to 44 minutes. Apparently, this is exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, exactly. So, this probably might be the bulk of the fucking show, honestly. If you're a non-scientist, you might once ask yourself, like, how long does it take for couples to actually have sex? Kissing, rubbing, grinding. Now, they did not mention foreplay, so you can, like, completely, like, disregard that. They said that pretty much the average time for each couple that is averaged across the, you know, the times that they've had sex range from 33 seconds to 44 minutes. That is an 80-fold difference. Now, when they say from 33 to 44 minutes, they're talking about the start at penile penetration and stop at ejaculation. So go for it, Shay. That's
I mean, I'm not seeing the pros in this thing called marriage, thing called couple thing, if y'all only giving me a 30 second to 45 minute pumpage. Like, is that what y'all really doing out here? Because somebody tweeted, like, realistically, in a marriage, how many times are you looking to get the dicking or vice versa? Mm-hmm. I said at least 3 to 4 times a week, no less than 30 minutes. And if you can't give me that, then we just gonna have like a domino effect of problems. And it's all going to stay one thing. You're not feeding me what I need. Okay? And I think it's very, I'm not saying that that three-letter word is all that there is, but I'm saying it's a big chunk of how a healthy relationship works for me.
Bingo. So just to add to this.
What y'all doing?
Oh, go ahead. Well, to add to it, though, at the bottom of the article, it says, so that it's clear, there's no one normal amount of time to have sex. The average, the median technically, across all couples, though, was 5.4 minutes. This means that if you line up the 500 couples from the shortest sex to the longest sex, the middle couple goes for an average of 5.4 minutes each time they have sex. 5.4 minutes.
That is depressing.
What can... All right, Shane, yours, because I don't even want to go into that. 5 minutes? Five?
All I know is any couples out there, I hope this is not your story.
Shane, 5 minutes?
I can't do nothing with that. Nothing.
Yo, four. Think about it. The word foreplay is the number 4. So it has to take at least 4 minutes to do that shit. What?
It takes me longer to set up an Uber.
Yes. 5.4 minutes to have sex?
What are we talking? Mm-hmm. All right. I got one more before I hit this. These comments. I need y'all and everybody on here to check out Drom's new album, Shelly. It's really good.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Cooking with Grease is my shit. Beautiful on There is my shit. All Pride Aside is my shit. And he said there's more music to come for the summer, and I am with it. I am ready. So please download that album and check it out. It's a good, like, just cruise through, drive to album. It's good. Mm-hmm. It's good. He got some on there. He got her on there. He got Erykah Badu on there. It's good. It's good shit.
I hear you.
You want to play these messages?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Uh-oh, we got Ashwise up through this thing.
Hey, uh-oh. Greg, how's it going? How's it going? She gets an iPod. Haven't been on here in a long friggin' time. So awesome to see you both on here. And I'm super curious to know what the topic is, especially since you have hashtag mothers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We don't talk so much.
I'm slightly going to talk about Mother's Day towards the end and what to do for Mother's Day and the shit that is not appropriate for a Mother's Day gift if you're over 25 and you have a job.
Fact. I can't wait.
But I'm not there yet, so that's why I have Mother's hashtag in there.
Oh, are we doing rants? I have a rant about stereo. So I have a new phone, and I didn't get my old number ported over because the old number was associated with business that I don't have anymore. Was sick of getting phone calls, blah, 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 blah. So anyway, I have a new phone number, and I have to keep a hold of my old phone and do it on Wi-Fi to be able to do anything with stereo because I can't update my phone number with stereo without resetting my follower balance to zero and losing all of my shows. How fun is that?
Wow. Stereo, again. That's how hard is it? How fucking hard is it to say, you know what? We're gonna move your fucking account to a new number. How hard is that? Y'all, they can't do the bare fucking minimum. But then they send emails and like fucking tweets asking people, hey, help us out. I can't help you anymore. The people who wanted to help you no longer want to help. They've gone to platforms like, what's the dude's name? Like, shout out to Disco Dave. He's on fucking Clubhouse more than he's ever been on here now. He has a following on there. He has a base on there now. I see him pop up and I don't even follow him. I'm like, oh, he's just in every fucking room. Everybody on Clubhouse knows him. Good fucking guy. You could have had him on here. Think about it. Jeff Ross, I don't see his ass on here no more. Mike the Situation, don't see his ass here anymore. All them YouTubers that you literally let cheat for fucking 12 weeks getting $1,400, $1,500 a week. I don't see them. Honestly, I don't even see their fucking YouTubes. I think they just created YouTube just to talk drama. But that, again, that's neither here nor there. I'm going to just leave that there because I don't want to be petty. And I don't want them coming after me like the Barbs or the Beehive or some shit like that. But basically, Stereo, what I'm saying to you is this. You treat the wrong people right. And the ones who still here, the only reason we're here is because we appreciate the people who are still here and the new people. Because trust me, if it wasn't for people like, you know, the Ashwise and, you know, Shan and Core and, you know, Kev and Eve Ruth and people like those.
Ghost town.
Should be real dicey for y'all. And the thing is, hiding shit behind a paywall, like, it would work if you can give people their content. So when you send people things like, hey, if you want to create a podcast, like, create it through here. Like, you know, create it through here. Yes, we can do that. But then the thing is, like, you own all that content. So it's not even theirs. That's why people don't want to be on here. Like, come on, man. Just next.
Make it make sense. That's it.
I took my ass over to TikTok and had a video go viral. And it's had 2.2 million views and has been a way better platform to be able to build my business on than Stereo. You know, I actually asked them more than two hosts would be great to be able to have like a round table, but then also to be able to actually go live by myself and do a podcast or do readings or do coaching or whatever. But yeah, they haven't made any of those changes either.
Yeah, they're going to be fucked up. Say for like Clubhouse, I don't want to say it's on the decline, but Clubhouse isn't the place for me personally to do podcasts. I thought it was going to be the place, but the issue is there's so much like internal drama with people in those groups that I don't want to bring them in the fold of my own podcast. Twitter, I can control that shit. And they just released Twitter Spaces to everybody who has more than 600 followers. Stereo, I hope you're listening, because this shit right here, this affects you. The people that already...
I love this conversation. I know I have comments in front of this, but I'm actually doing an intimacy boot camp for couples right now that's leading into an intimacy incubator. And, you know, length of time with sex has a lot to do with being stuck in your head and not really, like, you know, high sex or, like, tantra, full body stuff. A lot of people don't know how to do that. They don't even know how to have basic intimacy stuff. So, like... more people just need to learn, which is why, you know, I have a business doing what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Here's where Ash is going to make this money. I'm gonna just say this and we're going to be done really, really quick.
Money.
With Ash, she's already viral on TikTok, but she's already got followers on all the other platforms, Instagram and everything alike. She can go now because she has more than 600 followers on Twitter. She can go on Twitter, start a Twitter Spaces, and just create her podcast from there. She can buy an interface for like $70 at this point. Get a microphone, and then you can connect it from there. StreamYard has a $10 plan where you can stream to TikTok. You can stream to Instagram, all those. I think it's like three platforms you can do simultaneously. There's money there. Stereo, all you had to do was just let people just talk. Yeah. That's all you had to do.
Got Brian over here.
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's up?
Interesting subject. What are we venting about today?
Lots
everything.
Of things.
Every fucking thing.
Lots of things.
I wish I was on Clubhouse, but I have a Samsung, but I don't like the idea of Clubhouse or getting rid of my Samsung enough to get onto Clubhouse yet.
Yeah.
I'll say this really briefly. They just opened up the Android beta for Clubhouse, but the issue is not everybody can get to it. Similar to the iPhone, you have to be invited. Android, you have to be the select few. Newsflash, if you want people to actually care about your platform, open it up. Yeah. When you open it up, you have people. When Clubhouse opened up, you know, in what, like September and October, Joe Budden, 21 Savage, all these people were just in there and they're talking. People were falling asleep on Clubhouse. Now, I look at Clubhouse and I'm like, I'll go and DJ on there for like an hour and a half, 2 hours. And then, you know what, I'll go to bed. Or I'll go into like a crypto room or something like that. But outside of that, actual conversation, it just seems like the LinkedIn for people who don't have jobs, you know, without being disrespectful, but that's what it feels like. It feels like a lot of people just, you know, putting on airs of who I am. Like they're trying to recreate who they are, like their brand and stuff like that. And that's not what you want. There are people that I know personally. I'm like, yo, like who is that person on Clubhouse? You have your inside voice on, you're not cursing. Well, you're respectful as shit to strangers. Like, and they're disrespectful as fuck in them rooms. Like, hey, follow the moderators or else we're going to put you in the gulag. And I'm like, what? Like, damn, I didn't know it was that bad. But you know what? That is just a little personal rant of mine, Shan. I believe, actually, though, it is your turn.
Okay. My next thing is, I've been in a fuck work kind of mood all last week, and it has came over into this week. Like today, I didn't do any type of OT. I logged out and I put my titties up and I got into my car and I drove 45 minutes to my favorite grocery store, and I spent a lot of money in my favorite grocery store personally picking out certain fruits and shit, and salads and shit, drinks and shit. I got my peanut butter balls. They have like this bomb. I went to Sprouts. They have like this bomb, like natural oils and vitamins and supplements section. So I was like reading and Googling everything. I did not take with me. They stayed at home with my mom. FYI, I have to drive my mom back to Florida next weekend. So that's going to be amazing. I'm being sarcastic. And, me enjoying myself by myself. And I dropped the groceries off and then I went straight back out to the other store to get like the regular stuff. And I just really enjoyed my afternoon where I completely like checked out mentally for work for the past 2 weeks. It's just all this fucking information that to me, it's like, I'm not going to legitly use this shit, why are you being so long-winded?
Yes. Yes. And I'm the long-winded king, so you know how that go.
Yeah, and then you look up here and they're just like, good morning, and then everybody's fucking quiet because we're fucking sleepy and we're tired and we just got the fuck up. And like, well, y'all are quiet. No, we're sleepy and it's early as fuck. How about you ask us good morning at fucking 11:30? Like, I'm over this shit. I don't know if it's like just these past couple of weeks that I'm over this shit, but I'm really like, I need y'all to shut the fuck up, give me these accounts and let me fix it and go about my business.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I guess again, I'll piggyback from what you said. My job ain't shit either. Today, I wrote this down so I can make it brief. Today, my coworker messaged me because apparently they have been passively aggressively asking us things. So they had a meeting on Monday for us, kind of like a morale boost, and but at the same time, pretty much trying to like micromanage. So they passively aggressively asked us how long it takes us to do certain tasks, like our daily task every day. Oh, well, how long does it take you to do the cases, to initiate them, to, you know, combine them, the whole process? They wanted to know, like, down to like the minute, like how long it is, which is like peak micromanagement, right? So said coworker goes and gets a message, an email today from them saying, and I quote, there were only X amount of cases this morning, and according to you, it only takes 12 to 17 minutes to do them. What did you do for the last hour? Ladies and gentlemen,
what?
At that point, not only did I update my resume, I have sent out 27 job applications. Because here's what we don't do. And, you know, this is not going to be a rant. I swear it's not going to be a rant. What we don't do, ladies and gentlemen, is allow a job that's already overworking us to time how long it takes us to do work. One thing, we are not fucking robots. You can't afford robots. You barely can afford us, to be completely honest with you. If a job is showing you that they don't, like, appreciate you, and, you know, you just feel that way, if you can't leave, do as much work as you can by sending as many fucking applications as you can. I'm forever grateful to have a job. I won't say I'm satisfied with the work. I'm satisfied with the check. But I know for a fact that I have to develop an exit strategy, and the next job might not be even, it might not even be as good as this job. They might say, you know what? Health benefits, they might be cut in half, or whatever it might be, it just might be worse. But I just rather move on and get paid more for a job that I hate than a job that I already know when I'm getting paid, I'm doing four times the work and this shit's not even enough. And you're being micromanaged. So I told my coworker, I was like, so are we going to be applying for the same jobs or what? Because at this point in a pandemic, you already know people are kind of like time constrained for everything. Why micromanage? It's stupid. It's dumb. I want to say the R word. Actually, it's some of that shit is fucking retarded. Like, how do you? Never mind. Shannon, it's your turn. I'm sorry.
I hate when people micromanage me at a job. Like, y'all hired me to do this because y'all thought I could do it. So back the fuck off and let me do it. I didn't ask for a babysitter.
Yeah, but Shannon, that's the issue. The people who micromanage you, it's like, wait a minute. If you have time to micromanage your team, what the fuck do you do all day? You have 7.5 hours, but you're watching people work for you. But then it's not like you're the manager or the person who owns the company. You're the manager who has a manager who owns the fucking company. So you are our manager for our team. And all you do is sit there. Like, for our job, personally, we have something called SharePoint, which I think is the most ridiculous fucking way of micromanaging people. Like, say if you're in an Excel spreadsheet, it can tell what cells you're in and what you're doing, blah, 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 blah. It doesn't tell you how many minutes or nothing like that, but it's pretty much like following you. Like, if somebody was standing behind your shoulder watching you web browse, that's what SharePoint is. And the issue with that is people don't account for, I guess, like, now I don't say people, but jobs don't account for things being slow, the internet being slow, something freezing, something not working, and, you know, an Adobe Acrobat file being like combined wrong or something like that. So I've told them, from my personal opinion, for the past like 4 months, hey, why instead of sending 5 or 6, sometimes 7 emails with like one file in them, why not just send one email with all the fucking files? Or step into fucking 2021 and just make it a Dropbox link or a Wii link or a fucking Google link. Because, I mean, in 2021, people are going, at least with my job, and, you know, I won't be completely disrespectful to them, is they take paper documents, make them electronic, only to make them paper again. And it's like the math doesn't math to me. And, you know, again, very appreciative of my job for the check. Some things I just don't understand. And I get it. Some jobs are stuck in their ways. There are protocols that you have to follow. But is it so hard to just like tap somebody on the shoulder and say, you know what? Like, this could actually be a little easier. Because I'm sure, Shane, just like you and a lot of people in the world that were working from home over the past year, they were not sitting at their desk for 7.5 hours.
Right.
Half those days, like I worked from 9 o'clock to 5:30. My job was done by noon. I was in Target, Costco, Amazon, playing Madden, like literally living my life instead of being in the office. And now that they're trying to get people to go into the office, for me, it's like a rotational schedule. I don't mind the rotational, but I know it's only a matter of time. And the only reason doing a rotational is because they want to micromanage you being in the office so they can compare what you do in the office versus what you do at home. Newsflash, though, if you do all your work from in the office the same way you're doing it from in the house, you don't need to be in the fucking office, though, right?
No.
So we're back at square one. I will say this. If Dogecoin or if any of my fucking like altcoins and crypto and stocks, or if I ever win the fucking Powerball, not only am I quitting my job, I tell you this as sure as I am breathing. I'm going to my office. I'm going to quit. And I'm going to give my boss $5,000 and be like, you know what? You deserve it for all the micromanaging, and then be out. That is just me. I'm going to be petty till the very end. But Shane, I guess it's on you again.
I always walk out of all my jobs quietly and peacefully. That I leave them wondering, like, what happened? What did we do wrong? Like, it's a slow buildup for me. Like, I know every job, how I'm going to quit, when I'm going to quit, and I'll always do it on a good note. Like, I'll even volunteer to do some shit. So now,
have you ever done like an exit interview though? Like where you have to like physically like tell them about them on your way out?
No.
That is the worst. Never mind. Another episode. Another fucking episode. Another episode. I'm being very behaved, by the way. So maybe I need to start drinking more tequila because I would have gone for like 10 minutes about that. But
I've told the job that I'm currently at, because they call me back for a different department. I've told them like left a note on like the supervisor's desk and like left, clocked out, and she called me back and she was like, "Are you sure you just don't want to take a week off and think about it and come back?" No, I quit.
One more thing. We got to go to your next one. More thing for me. Since we're on a rotational schedule, I guess like with COVID and everything, that shit hasn't just magically disappeared. We're not going to get into that. We're not talking COVID here. But a lot of our jobs, at least mine personally, is telling you that if you go out of town, you have to quarantine for 7 to 10 days. That shit hasn't changed, even though you have to be in the office and you're on a rotational schedule. So me being who I am, I'm like, okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to coordinate my vacation time around the time that I would actually be in the office, so I don't have to be in the office, right? So if I take that week that I'm supposed to be in the office, go on vacation. And then the week that I'm actually on vacation, like say if I'm like taking 2 weeks somewhere, that week that I'm, you know, in Cabo or, you know, wherever I am, that's a week that I'm working from home, but I'm technically out of town. Why couldn't we just stay at home and just do the same fucking shit? I think I told you, like, Iris, she's kind of like upset because now she has to like try to figure out how to, I won't say get a job, but like how to keep her job that's in New York. In Mexico, because the world's trying to open back up, and it sounds ridiculous because it's like, yo, like 1 week y'all are telling people, hey, it's okay to wear a mask. You know what? Nope. Mm-mm. We got voicemails.
Let me play them. Who we got? Brian.
Honestly, there's a lot of shit with this app also. There was a guy here called The Ritz. THARITZ. homeboy straight up called himself a white nationalist. That is basically fancy talk for I'm a Nazi, because Nazis like to call themselves white nationalists. He would also call himself a national socialist, which if you translated the, so the word Nazi in German is actually an acronym, and translated it stands for national socialist something something. Yeah, so like he, I don't know if he got like deleted or what, or he just deleted his account or changed his username, but like I don't see him in here anymore, but like I'm half Asian, half white, and he literally had a show about like race separation in America, and he, I asked like what about mixed people? And
Oh, I heard about that story. I don't have a personal opinion on it, but I'll hear your next voicemail, bro, because I already know.
He was like, oh, you mulattoes, like, you guys can go with the blacks, or you guys can go over here with, like, all the other, like, mixed breeds and shit. And he was just going around, like, stereo stating, like, oh, like, I have a preference for white women. I don't think I'm racist. Blah, 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 blah. White privilege is fake. And homeboy was just a grade A dumbass. And I felt like he had his platform way too long on this app. Stereo needs to clean up sometimes and quicker.
Yeah. I don't really speak on like the races and stuff like that. I think I've cursed enough of them out on here or just blocked them. Trust me, it's extensive with me. I don't give a shit. But when it comes to that person in particular, they're on other platforms. They're always just going to go to the next thing. But when it comes to stereo, no matter how many people were saying that they were doxxed and how many people were disrespected, specifically the women, because I've learned with stereo, I thought it was just tweets where guys were pieces of shit. No, it's in vocal apps as well, which is wild as shit, but whatever. People would go, more specifically women would go to stereo and say, hey, I am being harassed. Someone is talking to me in a way that I don't like. And on top of that, they are being disrespectful to every single person other than themselves. And stereo would say, well, we'll look into it. They would suspend them for 2 days and then they'd be right back on here like fucking foot fungus. And it disturbs me because now those people that they were putting in the leaderboards, you know who stereo, you know, you would put them in the leaderboards. And the reason why I keep like bringing up the leaderboard is because the moment the leaderboard disappeared, a lot of those motherfuckers left because you were giving them the platform to make money off of y'all and then go. So now you have, you know, not even just like BIPOCs, like, you know, just like, you know, us and just like anybody that is of color that have been on here for months. And white people, too, they've definitely been on here because think about it. Ash could have said, for example, I don't know if she's still in here or not, but Ash could have said, you know what? Fuck stereo. I'm going to go and do my TikTok thing. I'm going to go on Twitter. I'm going to be on Clubhouse and I'm going to take my followers there. The thing is, she can still do that because stereo's not giving her a fucking thing. So when stereo's like, remember they used to share your stuff? They used to say, hey, by the way, you know, we'll retweet your things. We'll put your stuff on this platform. Now they don't even do it anymore. They're like, oh, no, we'll just bring your audience to us. They even had that bullshit contest where it's like, hey, you'll win $100,000 if you bring 100,000 of your friends. It's like, okay, so let me just go ahead and find 999,994 friends so I can bring them on your fucking platform so I can say, hey, you know what? I want $100,000. Oh, I can't even do that because you're trying to give that shit to Jeff Ross, the other ladies who are on here all day, and shout out to them, and just a whole bunch of strangers who are on here 1 week. They have 6 followers, but for some reason they have 6,300 listeners all at the same time. Shan, did you have another one, or was it my turn?
I do have another one. What we got, like 20 minutes?
Yeah.
I'll do 2. Okay. My next thing that I always wanted to know is why do British people be on TV with the worst looking teeth and they have free healthcare?
Jesus.
Not all of them that I see. And then my second one is why do pregnant women sign themselves up for porn?
Shan, really? Okay. All right.
I mean,
okay.
don't have time to get into those, but those are like constant questions that be just, you know, roaming my mind.
Yeah. I'll just give one because, mind you, only have eight. So you have 10, only have eight this week. So you're going to be closing us out. But this one, just let me get 2 or 3 minutes for this one because it kind of disturbed the shit out of me. So, you know, the lunch break that we talk in Clubhouse from now and again, one of our friends, shout out to Jay, he goes and he tweets me and says, "This is the wildest lineup I've ever seen in my fucking life," and then sends it to me. Anybody who was familiar with Amar Aubrey, right? So he was killed, you know, because I have to make it, you know, that way. I'm not trying to make it political. It's just the truth. So he died by the hands of people who, you know, shouldn't have done it. And our folks, Shan, our folks decided that a year later, they are going to, on May 8th, throw a fucking birthday drive-up bash for him.
What?
How do you throw a birthday bash for someone who has been killed? I don't fucking understand this shit. It is probably the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. But here's the thing. Here are the people who are going to be at this birthday bash. When I name these names, you'll probably be... Kenny Burns. Yandy Smith. Wanda Cooper. Portia Williams of... what is that show called? The Atlanta Housewives show. Them. Her. Young Jeezy. Mison the General. Tracy McGrady of NBA fame. You know, the retiree Hall of Famer. Who else do we have on this list now that I am looking? Pretty much a whole bunch of people other than Dr. Umar. I just need to know, when did we start throwing birthday bashes for people who have been killed or are dead? I don't remember the last, like, I get it. Like you say, happy birthday to someone, but that we're throwing birthday bashes in people's honor. Now, it says that it was the foundation for his family and stuff like that. My issue with this is it didn't need to happen. Some things just should not. They shan't not happen. And this one, it threw me for a fucking loop because I was like, you know what? Fine. Fuck it. I'm done. I've gotten to the point with Black Twitter where I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to the ESPN app. I will go and look at sports because this shit is too much. Y'all are going out here and throwing fucking birthday bashes for people who are dead, who have been slain. Yo. But
and then the way that he drive up, like...
No. Here's the fucked up part about the entire situation, though. I thought that was the worst one. I thought that was honestly the worst one. Oh, no. Last year, Sunday, August 23rd, they had a BriannaCon.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. They had a BriannaCon for Breonna Taylor, who was killed by cops, right? Now, the same people... Trey the Truth, Mison, Tamika Mallory. Apparently Drake was supposed to be there for some unknown reason. Rhapsody was supposed to be there as well. The same two I told you about, Yandy and Homegirl from the Housewives show. They were supposed to be there. But here's what fucked me up the most about this, Q. They, and I just called you Q, but I'm reading something that says Q. The reason why I said Q a second ago, Shan, is because the BriannaCon was considered a Days of Action. And they started on Sunday with something called a Brie BQ.
Why? Why?
Yeah. A community barbecue and concert honoring all the lives lost to police violence. You had a fucking Brie BQ. I love us. I love us so much, but we have to stop trying to make everything a fucking thing. Some shit is just no. Just absolutely fucking not. Soulja Boy, he should not be a thing. Like, you've had your time. Like, stop making music. Like, I understand that's his, like, profession. That's his thing. Stop. But this BriannaCon shit, like, at some point, you literally just have to look at yourself and be like, you know what? Like, am I just making a mockery of us? And that's why people don't take us seriously. And that's why we have people like the dickhead that was on here talking the way he was talking. Like, come on, man. It's just dumb. But that was my little 3 minutes. Shan, what you got?
All right. My next two is, where the fuck are my state taxes?
Let's go.
When I went on the IRS website and I put my information in, they was like, oh, your tax is on the way legally, State of Georgia has 90 days. Why the fuck would y'all federal taxes in the beginning of April and wait all this motherfucking time to give me my state taxes, which is less than what y'all gave me? Like, I'm confused. Like, what are y'all doing? And why everybody here that I know in Georgia got their motherfucking state taxes first? My second thing is what to do for mothers on Mother's Day. Who are forgetful, Mother's Day is the 9th. The 9th is Sunday, okay? So, if you did not get your mother something, get prepared. If you haven't set up flowers to go to her house and you're far away, you can't physically go see her, get prepared. Like, you can go ahead and overnight that hoe, okay? Today is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Do not be that annoying person trying to make last minute reservations for your mom to have dinner because you didn't think about it. Do not be that dickhead that just goes to drop your kid off at their mom's house and you don't even mention Happy Mother's Day because she's taking care of a kid you share with everything else she got going on as a co-parent. Like, just say this shit, recognize this shit, and don't make a big deal out of it. I'm not saying that you got to get your ex flowers and a teddy bear and chocolates, but I'm just saying the acknowledgement is nice. If you are married, you already know what to do. You already know what she likes. Just be prepared. If you did not set aside a time and planning to spend with her to do something, then that's your fucked up part, okay? But my thing is, like, if you see a woman with a child out and you don't know her, just say Happy Mother's Day and just leave it at that. Do not say, oh, I didn't know it was Sunday. Oh, I'll get you something Monday. Oh, you know, my check, you know, didn't clear. You got motherfucking something. Okay? I understand it's a pandemic still. I understand people trying to squeeze nickel and dimes together, but you can get her something, you can acknowledge it, and you can always say something. Fact. And even if you're a grown up and you and your mother is not on the best of terms, it's a nothing to leave a message. It's nothing to call. And it is nothing to send something or just acknowledge the fact that, hey, I would just like to say Happy Mother's Day. And if you know somebody that has lost a son or a daughter or their child is no longer living, acknowledge that shit.
True, Jim. Shit, we should have ended the goddamn show with that. All right, well, let me get these last two off, and then, you know, I want you to close it out. So my first one is, I'm personally, like, as a rant, I'm trying to figure out how to buy this house, pay for daycare, all while not, like, overeating and gaining all the weight that I've lost earlier this year. I'm trying not to do this shit. Now that we're going back to work and stuff like that, I'm starting to get nervous because daycare is actually fucking expensive, and attempting to coordinate with family who actually have shit to do to watch your kid because daycare isn't open is even fucking worse. Because our daycare, they held a spot for us and things like that, but the issue is our state, our county isn't allowing it, and they're only allowing a certain number, which means that, like, we have to either wait until things get lifted and everything, on top of dealing with, you know, these kids possibly going and getting our kids sick because their parents haven't been vaccinated or won't be vaccinated. There's nothing stated that says, you know, if your kid is going to daycare or to school, that the parents have to be vaccinated, which I think that's coming up next, but we'll see. But for me, just a whole lot of, like, things that are kind of, like, going on. But my last one, this is my last one, to make it really brief, unless Shan decides she wants to make this a show. I discovered right before this show, and I tweeted it, a young lady said something to the effect of a word that I feel like it needs to be in a dictionary. And I did not know that it was a thing. So she says, and I quote, this is from J. La Cocania or Cocania or whatever, either way. She says, I can orgasm off titty head in about 4 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, let me say this to you. I was today years old when I found out that there was a word such as titty head. And now that I know that it is a thing, I think titty head needs to happen. That if that's not foreplay, it needs to be a thing. The fact that women are saying that they can orgasm off of titty head in 4 minutes, I don't even want to fuck anymore. Let me just go ahead and give you some titty head for 4 minutes. 4 minutes? Yes. Titty head.
He's a special unicorn to get off on that, because I feel like that's a sensation for a man, because there are two soft things against his shaft while he's going into something that's wet and warm. So I don't know how she gets off on that, but someone did text me about that procedure today. So that's why I'm laughing, because it's ironic.
Titty head?
Oh, that is a thing.
Titty head is a thing. Wow. Earth definitely needs a reboot. That is wow. Titty head. Wow. That is the name of the show.
When I question this person about how they like something done, he's going to say, this is not a podcast. I'm asking you these questions. I can't give you this long answer.
That's okay. The name of the show. So,
no, not the name.
Hold on.
Not
No. This shit, women are actually telling you, and I'm going to keep it to a minute. Here's some tweets that were responses. Me too. Lick my nipples and I'm squirting in 4 minutes. Crazy. I'm in Atlanta too, right? Hey, and my name is D. So that was that. Another girl says, add a little finger bang and it's a wrap for me. Another person says, we won't discuss the other type of orgasms, but hey, if you know, you know. Titty head is the best thing I've heard all 2021. Titty head got me crying. And then this one is the true gem. Do you have to have C cups or better in order to even do titty head? Ladies and gentlemen, I have nothing. I am Whitney to the situation. I have nothing.
What? Okay, let me get these two off because we almost out of time.
Go for it.
All right. My last two is this ain't a Mother's Day gift if you're over 25. A card, candy, flowers. Just calling when you had ample time and you know what your mom likes and your mom has needs. If you're over 25 and you have a job and you can pay a car note and you don't have children and you've been out here planning vacations and spending WAP on females that don't even like your ass, you need to be figuring out if your mom needs her lawn cut paid for. You need to be figuring out what's her biggest bill and paying it, especially if you have siblings. Y'all should all pitch in and pay some of your mom's bills for May. She should not be scraping up nothing. If she needs a new laptop, get her a new laptop. If she needs an iPad, get her an iPad. If there's something that's going to make her life easier, do that. If you can take her out for Sunday and pamper her all day, do that. Like, when my kids get money, you think I'm going to be accepting cards and flowers?
Exactly.
After I push their big-headed asses out of this vagina? No. When they get jobs and they get money and they got men paying for all of their wants and needs, I expect to be pampered.
Mm.
They're going to pull up in my driveway and I'm going to lay out in the foyer of my house and I'm going to be with my shoes on and my purse, and my purse is going to be empty. You know why? Because I'm not planning on going in it for nothing.
Talk.
I'm ready. Mother's Day is ready. Like, you should be going in for your mothers. And I'm sure we will do a Father's Day episode, but I'm going to tell you this. Fathers deserve the same thing. Your parents should be able to experience their life full circle. And your parents' lives full circle are, they bring you into this world, they take care of you, they make sure you have, they bless you with things, they make sure you have a home, make sure you have something to eat, they guide you, they protect you, and they send you out into the world to be basically the example that they wanted you to be, and then some. And then you give them feedback by bringing them back nothing but good motherfucking news. So they don't have to dig down in their purse to get you bail money or pay your grown-ass bills because you don't know how to budget. But once you do get settled and you do make enough money to where you can go ahead and do nice things for yourself, whenever these one singular ass holidays come around where you're supposed to give feedback back to your parents, Mother's Day, Father's Day, or whatever it is, oh, you better come correct. You better correct. Your parents shouldn't need for nothing if you are well off. Your parents shouldn't need for nothing if you out here thinking it's cool to pay a $500 car note. Your parents shouldn't need for nothing if every time Nike comes out with the same motherfucking shoes that they've been coming out for the last 20 years, you first did buying three of them shits. Your parents should need nothing. So I hope this Mother's Day correct. Okay? That's all I'm saying. Please get them the proper gift. Candy and flowers and a card is only meant for kids who are 18 and below. And that's sketchy because a lot of these little ass kids make more money than me these days with this goddamn TikTok and whatever the fuck they sell online. Now, my last thing is, we never asked this, but I am very curious. For those who are listening, thank you for listening, the 10 of you. How are y'all feeling out here? Like, I know things are opening up. I know people are at work. I know people got kids. I know people want to travel, but they don't want to get no motherfucking vaccine. I know, you know, people doing things, people stressed, people been at work this whole goddamn pandemic. How are y'all feeling? How are y'all doing? I'm just doing a check-in. So y'all can go ahead and drop y'all check-ins in the messages, because I got 2 minutes that I gotta go ahead and hop into this show with everything culture with Drake. And Greg's gonna be starting his Clubhouse DJing.
Yes, indeed.
At 10, so make sure y'all pop through with Hey Greg on there. All right. The yes, link indeed. Will be on Twitter. I will be retweeting it because I do support my people. And I'm going to just go into these messages and start playing them. But we about to close this show in about 2 minutes. I appreciate y'all letting Greg get his vent off. Myself, yes, Shane, get off. Please go ahead on your Spotify or on your Radio Public and on your Google Podcast app and download and subscribe to Loud Mouth Stereo Podcast, because that is on there. I will be dropping this show very soon. We have some shows that we need to drop on there that we did, which are pretty good. And you can also check our individual shows out as She Gets a Podcast and Young Black and Bothered. I'm going to get into these messages because I got one minute.
Oh shit, in the history, I only see one of my messages go through. I hope both of them went through.
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah, I think all of them. We got them.
You know what they need on Stereo? They need a goddamn message pause button. Like, I wouldn't mind pausing in between people's messages.
But yeah, I totally feel you. For my job, it used to be done in an office, and sometimes I miss working in an office. It was nice, but they realize that they can operate remote and make more money because they don't have to pay rent for a big office in Malibu anymore. So they're out of their lease for their office. And now if people want to go, like people on my team at work go to the East Coast all the time because they're from the East Coast. I'm in LA. And they want to go back home to the East Coast for a little bit. They can. They want to go to Georgia. They can. They want to go any other place, they can, and work there. And it's honestly, I miss working in the office sometimes, but it's honestly really nice having that freedom.
Yeah,
I really enjoy just bringing my titties and my panties to work.
Yep.
At home.
Oh, the other thing that I learned too, whenever there was
two individuals that were on here, and I can't remember, but they were like both winning like $5,000 a week for like a long time. And you're not supposed to stream on any other platform, from what I was told, like the contract, you know, that I had or whatever. And they were streaming on Discord like the whole time. And there were people that were like, you don't even need Stereo. You can just tune into their shows on Discord. Yeah, but they were still placing first. And I was like, okay, so this is some shady shit. And I'm pretty much like fucking over it.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah, they will eventually get it.
Man, I got to wake up and go to work every day. Deal with people every day. That'd be mad because when I work at a dry cleaner. So, like, they say you got to have a mask on when you come in there. You know what I'm saying? So they be mad when I ask them to go, you know what I'm saying, back to the court so they can put a mask on. Like, why is people like, I feel like people are taking this like as a joke and it's like more serious than what it is. Like, I hate the fact that I gotta work, but you gotta make your bread. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like people just not, I feel like people just taking it as a joke and they're not serious about the situation.
Fact.
Big facts, no cap. They are.
Absolute fact.
I'm actually doing super awesome. I'm glad that things are going back to normal. And my perspective isn't necessarily what a lot of other people would like. But I mean, I feel like a lot of what we've gone through in the last year, still trying to wrap my mind around 99.7% survival rate. And we, like, it fucked our construction company. Like, we went from making really good money to not. And I'm really pissed off about that, honestly, because, again, 99.7 survival rate, percent survival rate. And I know, you know,
yeah, man. This year is going to be a telling year for sure, man. We're going to see. We will see.
Yeah. I think we got it.
And also, don't hate me for my perspective, please. I respect everyone's opinion. It's just super frustrating to have had our business destroyed over something like this.
Yeah.
We don't hate.
Definitely agree.
What's up, She Gets It Pod, and hey, Greg. That's a good question. I actually love working from home, and what trips me out is how companies didn't want you to work from home before the pandemic, but then when they was forced to, they realized that it was best for everybody. I'm definitely with you, She Gets It Pod. I love to just show up to work however I feel. You know, sometimes there's traffic between my room and my office, but I'm okay with that, you know? I'm okay with it because that 5 minutes or not even that, what, minute and a half to get over there is definitely better than paying to park and taking 30 minutes to get to work. So, I'm totally down. I wish there was some kind of incentive for me still going to work, like how the unemployed had the extra $600. I would really wish they did that for us, too.
Yep. Yeah.
I thought about that. You know,
that definitely, I think we need to talk about that in, what, a week when we come back? Because we will not be having a show on Saturday. I'm telling y'all that now. There will be no show Saturday. There probably won't be another show next Saturday. Wednesday, we might have something for y'all.
That's in Florida, so that's out.
Yeah. So, again, next Wednesday, we will see you. Shan, you got any other closing arguments? Or?
No, that's it. Thank y'all for listening to Loudmouth Stereo. And
all right.
Be good.
Yeah. Titty meat. See y'all later.
Not titty weed. I'm done.
Hey, do you have the Wi-Fi password? Common words everyone has said in an airport, coffee shop, or any public place with free internet. Don't fall victim to internet hackers while using free internet thanks to NordVPN. NordVPN is one of those services you tell yourself you don't need until it's too late. We've used the NordVPN to browse the web, check bank accounts, and even stream apps like Netflix. It's the only VPN service that lets you bypass ISPs, perfect for when your job has sites you frequent like Facebook is blocked. It's the best VPN service you can get for both price and performance. Install NordVPN on up to 6 devices, including your smartphone, tablet, and desktop, and experience the service for yourself. Start protecting yourself and your content with NordVPN by heading over to nordvpn.com /YBAB at checkout and save 75% on your subscription.